The Great Litany is the beginning of the Orthodox liturgy. It's in fact the beginning of pretty much every sung service in the Orthodox Church. It begins, in a sense, by asking for us to pray in peace, and it helps to set the tone for what our service is about. It asks for the peace of the world. It asks for peace for one another. It asks God for the abundance of the fruits of the earth and for peaceful times. It prays for the church. It prays for the whole world. Every time you have a service in the Orthodox Church, the Great Litany will in some way be involved. When we start to worship, we have to bring in all of creation and make that a part of what we are praying for. So we're not just praying for ourselves, but we're praying for the whole world. The Great Litany is in a responsorial form. It begins with the exclamation of the deacon asking for the head celebrant and the priest to pronounce the blessing. The priest begins by saying, "Blessed is the kingdom of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." That line is unique to the beginning of the liturgy. There's no other service except for the marriage service that begins with that proclamation, "Blessed is the kingdom." Many people have interpreted that to say that uniquely in the liturgy, we are proclaiming the beginning of the kingdom of God, and not as some time in the future age, but as a thing that is now being realized in the Eucharist and in the worship of the people. After the priest exclaims, then the choir responds with a triumphant amen. I tried to set this amen in my piece, as it were, like truly the kingdom of God has come upon us. It starts very high and quietly, and then cascades downwards into this triumphant B major chord at the end of it. In my piece in particular, that opening amen serves to introduce the musical motif that is actually the core of my liturgy from that point on. So those five notes that are sung by the sopranos in that opening amen become a motif that then appears in every movement of the liturgy. The repetitions of that motif kind of pile up and become the whole music at the climactic point. And then the choir and the deacon sing back and forth. So the deacon will make a petition, and the choir then responds, "Lord, have mercy." The idea of asking God for mercy might sound sad and depressing. It's not saying, "Lord, have mercy," in some doubt, but it's saying that the Lord is merciful. I've set this music not, as it were, as a song that is begging God for mercy, but rather one that has a quiet assurance of that.